Christian County FSA agent David Wayne's with us this morning. And David, you guys are getting ready to start the sign-ups on Tuesday, May 26th for the agriculture stimulus payment. You might just tell us, look, give us a little bit of history on this program. What do farmers really need to do to get ready for this?
Yeah, so Alan, I just like to say that, for one, we're excited to be administering this program for all of our producers in the area. It's a much-needed help that they so desperately need right now because prices are bad. You know, there's uncertainty in the market. So this funding that has been passed by Congress is definitely a good program for us to get out to the producers in the area. There's a lot of information circulating about the program, and hopefully today, when we're done, producers will have a better idea of what they need to give to us at the office and what to expect from us at the office.
David, tell me.
I guess the first thing The first thing I would say is if anyone there at home, there on the farm, would like to check out farmers.gov. That's our user-friendly USDA website for farmers and producers to get a lot of information. And there's a lot of information about this coronavirus food assurance program on that website. And I'll reference some other things later about documents that you can get, applications that you can get from that farmers.gov website.
First of all, David, I guess people want to know, what do they need to do? How do they start signing up on Tuesday?
So Tuesday is going to be busy for us at the office. We are still in our COVID-19 operational status of no visitors to the office. We're open, ready for business, but everything will be conducted over the phone or via a drop-off box at the office. So the main thing for producers to realize is that if they do come to the office, that we won't be able to wait on them inside the building like we normally do. So just everyone be aware of that. You know, give us a call. If we don't answer, it's a good chance we're on the phone with another producer. So be patient with us and try us again. But how we're going to handle the sign-up is calls that we've been getting already, trying to schedule appointments and calls that we're going to get on Tuesday and the following days after that. We're actually creating a list of the order that people call, and we're going to get back to them because we know it's going to be hard for us to process all those applications as they call in on Tuesday. So we'll be taking your name down, and one of the employees in the office will be giving you a call back to go through that application. The other thing would be is that if you do utilize farmers.gov on Tuesday, you can actually print the application from the website and use their calculation tool that they have to get the information that goes on the application, and you can just drop that off at the office. So that would be the quickest way for producers to get their application turned in, is to actually print that application off at home, fill it out, and then just drop it off at the office.
David, who all is eligible for these payments?
So there's a lot of commodities eligible. You know, we saw a huge impact across the board for commodities on price drops from January to April. So the main focus of the program is to provide assistance to producers that suffered a loss or a drop in price from January to April. So what they did is they looked at every commodity and then looked at that national average price. If it had a greater than 5% decrease in price, then those commodities became eligible for a payment. So in our area, the biggest impact is going to be on our grain producers. So right now, corn, sorghum, and soybeans are eligible. You know, those are three crops that we have grown in this area that are going to be eligible for payment. And then our livestock producers are also eligible for a payment because of that price drop, and that's going to be cattle, sheep that are 2 years and under, and then swine as far as pigs that are less than 120 pounds and hogs that are over 120 pounds. And then, of course, our dairy producers are eligible as well for their dairy production during January February and March.
David, what kind of records do people, some of these programs involve commodities that farmers typically wouldn't apply for and deal with the Farm Service Agency office on. What do folks need for record-wise and so forth to make all this happen to fill out their application?
So Secretary Perdue wanted this program to be as easy as possible for producers to participate in. So right now, everything is what we call a self-certification on their production or on their inventory. At the time of applying, producers don't actually have to give us proof of production at all. So they're just going to self-certify their inventory, self-certify their production that they had, and use those numbers on the application. Now, I do want everyone to be aware this is self-certification, but they may be spot checked later on. So whatever numbers you put on that application, you're going to have to be able to approve it later. I just want everyone to be aware of that. So there's going to be more information coming about what that documentation may be. And if someone is spot checked, we'll help them through that process of what they actually need. But, you know, it could be settlement sheets. It could be sales records at the stockyards. If it's producer-to-producer transactions, like if you sell something straight off the farm to another farmer, then, you know, a written sales receipt for that could work as well. But just be aware, you don't have to provide that at the time of application. That's going to be later on if you get spot checked.
So, David, obviously you guys begin processing applications on Tuesday. What's the timetable that farmers could actually get their work done, their application finished, and maybe see some assistance or payment through this?
So we're looking at a pretty quick turnaround. You know, their funds could be going out within a week of them applying. It is a simple program for us to get into the system and to approve on our side. So we do expect to see funds rolling out, you know, right within that week time period, which is good because farmers need it right now, and we want to make sure to get that money out as quick as we can as well.
Absolutely. There are some limits, payment limits in this program. Tell us about some of those, David.
So right now, each producer, when we calculate the payment, they are going to get 80% of that calculated payment. And the payment limitation on that is, on the full calculated payment, it's $250,000 per individual or per entity. So right now, with this initial part of the payment, the 80%, they're going to get $200,000 is going to be their payment limit right now. And then depending on, as the administration looks at funds that are available after everyone gets their initial money, then they'll look at that remaining 20%, how that's going to be paid out. So right now, the payment limitation would be $200,000 per individual. And then on entities, there is an available option to have a higher payment limitation if you have two members that are significantly contributing to active personal labor, active management. So that's over 400 hours a year, they can actually increase their payment limitation to $500,000. And then the same thing goes if you have a entity with three members that have a significant contribution to active labor, active management, then that can increase to $750,000. So some of our entities that we have in the area that do have several members that do make a large contribution to that operation, they could be eligible for a higher payment limitation. And we'll help the producers with that, determining whether they're eligible for that or not.
And again, people can begin applying Tuesday, and you might just remind us of the different ways folks can apply.
So there's several different ways. Like I said, you can use farmers.gov and actually print that application out yourself, fill it out at home, sign it, and drop it off at the office. That's going to be the quickest way to get your application turned in. You can call the office, and we'll take your name and number down and basically do phone over-the-phone appointments with people to get those applications filled out. to where we could email those out to people or mail them out to get signatures and have them brought back. There's also the opportunity where if you print it out, you could email it to us. You know, and we can, if you talk with one of our employees in the office, you can get your email addresses to get that sent in. So there's a lot of different options. I guess the one thing that I want to encourage is that it's not a first-come, first-serve program. If you apply for this between May 26th and August 28th, you're going to get that 80%. So you don't have to rush to the office. You don't have to try and get in on, you know, try and get us on the phone on Tuesday. We'll make sure that you get your money. You know, anyone that's worked with us before there at the Hopkinsville office knows that we do everything that we can to make sure that producers get the money that they're eligible for. So we don't want anyone to miss out. You know, we're going to be looking at our records to see who's called to try and fill in the gaps if we haven't heard from someone. So we want to make sure that every producer gets the assistance that they need right now.
Very good, David. I know you guys just encourage folks to have questions. Just give you a call as well and reach out to you, and you guys can help them with any of those questions or things as far as getting this whole process started, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I do want to go over maybe some of the items that producers will have to give us. And I'll just kind of break it down into categories. So for our grain producers, there's two different numbers that they're going to have to give us. One of those is your total production for 2019. And the reason we need that is we use that to calculate your eligible inventory. And then the other number you're going to have to give us is grain that you currently have stored. So that would be grain that you don't have a price contract on, or grain that you haven't sold yet. You're going to have to give us that quantity. So those are two numbers to keep in mind for all of our grain producers. For our livestock producers, there's several categories of cattle and swine and sheep that we need to look at. So for livestock producers, it's going to be anything that you owned as of January 15th that you then sold between January 15th and April 15th. So go back through your records and get your sales that you had between January 15th and April 15th, because you're going to report those numbers to us. And then also we're going to look at your current inventory, the highest inventory that you had between April 16th and May 14th. So that's numbers sold, and then numbers that you currently have are going to get reported to us. And there's information on, like, feeder cattle, slaughter cattle, all other cattle. There's information about that on the website, and the application is pretty self-explanatory as well, as far as that's concerned. And then for our, if we have any swine producers out there, it's going to be pigs less than 120 pounds, hogs more than 120 pounds, and it's the same sold criteria versus current inventory criteria. And then on sheep, it's going to be all sheep less than 2 years old. And it's still the sold inventory and the current inventory on those items. For our dairy producers, we do have quite a few dairy producers in the area. You're going to get paid on your milk produced in January, February, and March. So just going back through and looking at your production records for January, February, and March, because that's the number you're going to need to report to us. Then finally, there are payments for specialty crop producers. There's a lot of different specialty crops that are eligible right now. We don't have a large number of specialty crop producers in the area, but we do know there's a few out there. I encourage you to go on farmers.gov and see which specialty crops are eligible to see if you may be eligible for a payment. So there's a good table in there that's got the different ones that are eligible. But once again, it's going to be what was produced and, you know, you weren't able to sell or you had to sell at a lower price during that January, February, March, April time period, just to be aware of that. And also for our specialty crops, you don't have to have a crop report on file at our office to be eligible for this program. So if you're a small producer and commercially sell your product, but you haven't been reporting it to us, you're still eligible for a payment. You don't have to have that crop report on file with us. So that's all of our other programs that we've had, you've always had to have a crop report, but this is one that a lot of producers are affected, so they opened it up to those that didn't have a crop report on file as well.
Again, I think people just need to get started with their process to UC and start working with you guys and start moving through this whole process, right?
That's right. We're really excited about it. We know it's going to be a lot of work in front of us to get everyone signed up, but still on the same hand, we are excited to get this money out to producers that really need it. I've talked with a lot of folks in the last few weeks about the program, about what we knew, what we didn't know, and, the need is out there. So we're happy, the ladies in the office, we're all happy to get this money out to you guys and get you the help that you need.
Well, good, very good, sir. That'll work perfect.